On this week's Press Pass, our guest is Jim Fink of Business First. He's out with his 7th annual Economic Development Overview. The list offers a snapshot of the region's business activity, and that picture highlights the impressive level of investment that is cycling through Western New York.
$20.1 billion.
Okay.
That's the total of the 1,206 projects that I tracked this year in the 8 counties, the total value of what they're equal to. Now, these are projects that have been completed in the last year that are in the pipeline.
When we look at this, what kind of a range are we looking at, though, in terms of size of projects and how far out from Buffalo they might be found?
Well, the floor is $1 million. In other words, if it's a renovation for $500,000 or less, you got to draw a line somewhere.
Right. Not insignificant, but nonetheless, like you said, you got to draw the line.
And these are strictly commercial projects, although there are subdivisions, but not individual homes, per se.
Gotcha.
It goes, as I said, all 8 counties. So we got everything from the $208 million Athenix project in Dunkirk to some of the adaptive reuse projects here in downtown Buffalo. It's really a very broad spectrum. There's a couple cute stories in there. I did a focus on out right where Bergen and Spencerport meet. There's a company called Coach Tony's. They make their version of Texas sauce for hot dogs. The guy started 10 years ago working out of the back of a pizzeria. He's now building a plant right next door to Liberty Pumps. He's now supplying Coach Tony's sauces for Wegmans, deep into the Finger Lakes.
So a great success story.
It is. So it's more than just bricks and mortar. I try to look at the story behind the bricks and mortar. Did a story about St. Bonaventure. They're taking Francis Hall. They're spending about $17 million to convert it into health professions. So that's quite a change right there. Really across the board, I said adaptive reuse. Obviously what Douglas Jamel is doing at Seneca One Tower. But also I focused in on also below the radar screen is his plan to take the Buffalo Police Headquarters and turn it into apartments, market rate apartments.
You know, that brings up a point, making my way around the city recently, how different the aging buildings of Buffalo look now. Whereas at one time they looked like they were going to be just things that needed to be pushed aside if this area was ever going to grow. Now they look like coveted opportunities for developers.
The light went on. The light switch went on. And I think a lot of credit has to go to some of the pioneers like Howard Zemsky, what he did over in Larkinville, what Rocco Termini has done in some buildings, starting with the Hotel Lafayette, and what he's doing over on Chandler Street. These buildings are old, but they shouldn't be neglected and overlooked. And there's, I got pages and pages and pages in last week's Business First that details how these buildings can be brought back to life. And what they're doing, besides the bricks and mortar, they're bringing people back.
A couple of other locations around here are also looking to do some fairly significant expansion.
This sort of dovetails to what we were talking about earlier about the $20.1 billion and my forecasting that we're still going to see significant numbers going forward. Between Moog and Rosina Foods, that's $100 million plus of private sector investment. Rosina is spending $58 million to build a new plant in West Seneca. They're going to be shifting work that was done in Chicago back to here into Western New York.
What about Moog?
Moog, they're spending $43 million plus. They're building a 95,000 square foot extension to their aircraft division. Moog has options. They could have done this anywhere. The fact is they're making this investment here in Western New York. That, again, should not be taken lightly. They're creating 69 new engineering high-tech jobs. The average pay will be around $85,000. You take the $43 million investment, the 69 workers with earning a sizable paycheck, that, again, has a lot of positive ripple effects for the region.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.